Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
If you're a fan of Royal Teeth, Passion Pit, and Bat for Lashes, this weekend was your chance to see them and 17 other bands at the Boston Calling Music Festival. The event drew about 30,000 people to City Hall Plaza for the indie rock, folk, and electronic dance music. Festival organizers say they never considered canceling the two-day event despite concerns following the three recent deaths attributed to the drug Molly at other music venues. WBUR's Bruce Kellerman reports that Boston Calling was a loud and safe success.
It was a glorious early fall weekend for the second Boston Calling Festival. The first in spring drew 20,000 people. Lindsay Allen was a security guard at both events.
When we did the festival in May, we had some people that were really, you could see them flying high, and you just really, please drink water, just drink water, and they're looking at you and be like, you need some water.
The reason she was encouraging some festival goers to drink water was because they had taken Molly, or MDMA. It's a drug that releases serotonin in the brain, inducing a feeling of euphoria. But it can also cause hypothermia and heat stroke. Body temperatures can soar to 106. Users become thirsty. Some have seizures. And some die. Two New England venues recently canceled concerts after a string of overdoses. Several fatalities were attributed to Molly. But Michael Snow, co-founder of Boston Calling, says festival organizers met with city police and the Public Health Commission, and there was no question but that the show would go on.
You know, everybody wants to know what we sort of changed and what we did differently, but, you know, we have one main entrance, no bags, and, you know, we just added pat-downs, which we didn't do last time. We just really hope people realize that, okay, maybe this is a lot more dangerous than we thought it was. You know, maybe this isn't just some sort of recreational thing that people are saying it is.
Police in uniform and undercover were out in force. They busted some people for trying to bring in alcohol, but the smell of marijuana was easy to detect. As for Molly, the white crystal drug is easy to hide under a hat or in socks. But Captain Bob Haley, head of special operations for Boston Emergency Medical Services, said he had no calls about Molly.
You know, Miss Molly's gone to New Hampshire for the weekend. I don't think she's going to follow us here, luckily. Seems to be a very good crowd. They're into the music. They're eating. They're drinking. We're happy about that.
Volunteers passed out information sheets on how to stay drug safe at Boston Calling. One handout listed the signs of trouble from taking Molly: confusion, sweating, nausea, jerking limbs. Still, that wasn't going to deter 20-year-old Steve. He wouldn't give his last name. On his T-shirt were the words from a popular song, "I Popped a Molly, and I'm Sweating."
For me, it makes this music a lot more enjoyable, and you get, like, really good experiences out of it. It's almost, like, life-changing, honestly, the experiences you get at these concerts.
What about being not Molly or being adulterated?
Well, there is the risk, but if you find, like, someone that you can trust to buy it from, I mean, even if it is, like, adulterated, it wouldn't be, like, deadly unless you still were doing the wrong dosage of it.
Molly is short for molecule, and it's supposedly the pure form of the drug ecstasy, which was first popular back in the 1970s and again in the 1990s. But an independent drug lab, ecstasydata.org, found only a quarter of the Molly it tested this year was pure. The rest had amphetamines, tranquilizers, or angel dust. And because there's no legal use for Molly, the dosage is unregulated. And there are only rough guesses on the number of people taking Molly. The latest federal figures, a decade old, suggest 500,000. But Terrence Gillespie, a security guard at Boston Calling, believes despite the recent deaths attributed to Molly, focusing on the drug is misplaced.
You know, we have a huge heroin epidemic in the state that's being ignored instead of club drugs like Molly. There's got to be some reform done in Massachusetts, and not on a show level, but in the state house, and, you know, clean up the drug problem that this state does have that's been ignored for so long.
Boston Calling co-founder Brian Appel says organizers are already thinking about how they can better use social media to deter drug use, Molly and otherwise, by festival goers next year.
plan going forward is to keep it at twice a year. We love the format to welcome in the summer, to welcome everyone back for the fall, and just to keep making sure that we're improving on what we're doing every time. We learn a lot of lessons every time we have an event here, so we just want to keep getting better.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Kelly.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.